When you want to motivate people to take certain actions but not others, in other words, don't do this but do that, how do you typically do it? This is something that you would encounter in negotiation or when you're managing people and you want people to take certain actions but not others, right? How do you typically do it? And here's what many smart, competent, successful professionals do. Because I've done it, because I've done it too. What we usually do is we lead with either the carrot, the incentive, or we lead with an expression of appreciation or something that we think would somehow, quote unquote, soften the blow. We would say something like, hey, I know we can get this done. I know, I have faith in you, my team, that we can get this project done on time and on budget. And this time, no last minute changes. Got it? Okay, good. Everyone good? Does that sound familiar? Or let me give you a negotiation example. It might be something like, hey, we do want to collaborate. We do want to be able to work together, but this current offer as it stands is not acceptable to us, right? It sounds reasonable, right? It sounds like, yeah, that sounds like something I would say. But here's the thing. Here's the thing to consider. When we use that framework of leading with what we want to accomplish together and the thing that we don't want to see happen, what happens is that most people operate from a recency bias, meaning we have a tendency to recall the last thing we heard and then interpret the last thing we heard, and then the interpretation or the impression of the last thing we heard colors our interpretation and memory of everything else that came before it. In other words, people will remember, oh, here's the thing that we're not supposed to do, or they don't want us to do that. Oh, they don't want to take this deal, or you know, the manager doesn't want me to make last minute changes. And if they have a negative interpretation of that, then that colors everything else they heard before. So it almost diminishes or it creates a discounting effect on whatever you said before that, because our brains will remember most clearly, you know, more accurately the last thing we heard. And so this is a thing that I also see very often in my own life. Let me give you an example from my own personal life. This happened very recently. This is a super recent, super low stakes example of this. I was in an hour-long text conversation with one of my girlfriends, and she had an emotionally distressing situation. And so I was trying to be supportive and asking her questions and, you know, actively listening, however you can actively listen through a text conversation. And, you know, after about an hour or so, she said she needed to go and she needed to end the conversation. So she texted to me, I really appreciate you trying to help me feel better and listening and all of that, but I gotta go now. And so I texted back, okay, TTYL, talk to you later. And so I know that she started with, I appreciate you, because her intention was to make me feel good about my effort. She wanted me to feel less bad that the conversation was coming to an end. But as soon as I saw this text, in my mind, I reversed the order of her phrases. I reversed the order of her phrases like this. Hey, I gotta go now, but I really appreciate you trying to help me feel better and listening to me. And by flipping the order of the phrases in this way, hey, I gotta go now, but I really appreciate you, that helped me feel better. That actually helped me feel even better because, as I said, the last thing you hear or read makes a bigger impact. It has a bigger impact on your interpretation, on how you feel, and therefore what you do about it. So here's the takeaway of this podcast episode. When you want to deliver a message, whether you're giving constructive feedback to your direct report or your colleague, or whether you are negotiating and you want the other side to be motivated or to end the conversation with a positive interpretation, as positive as possible, try flipping the order and you start with the thing that you want to move away from, or the thing that is phrased in a negative, and then you conjoin that with either and or a but, and then you end it with, here's what we are moving towards, here's the big picture, here's the benefit, here's the end game of this, here's something that I appreciate about you. Okay, so let's go back to the earlier examples. Let me go through, what did I say? I said the project management example was, I know we can all get this done on time and on budget and no last minute changes, okay? That one. So let's flip it. This time, there will be no last minute changes accepted. And I'm confident we're going to get this done on time and on budget. I believe in you. I know it's a very subtle and minor thing, but it lands differently, right? And for the negotiation example, you would say something like, hey, these current terms, your current proposal is not something that we would accept, but we are willing to consider a different set of terms because we want to work with you. We want to collaborate with you. A version of this is something that I just recently coached a couple of startup founders on. It's like, hey, what you're offering is not acceptable to us, and here is what is acceptable. Here is what will make this doable, workable for us, right? And so, you know, to illustrate this point even more vividly, I want you to think about the example of a doctor with great bedside manner. Because when you think about professionals who are considered trustworthy, I mean, who else but a doctor in a white lab coat, right? And when you think about doctors with great bedside manner, what is bedside manner other than really good communication skill? And a doctor who does not have great bedside manner might say something like, yeah, this could help you, this medication, these procedures, these, you know, things that we're recommending. And yeah, there will be side effects. I mean, consider, you know, what it's going to be like for the patient who's hearing this. You're going to remember, oh my God, there's going to be side effects, and you're going to be stressed out, and now you're going to be anxious, and because your stress level is up, your healing process is slowed down, right? But a doctor with great bedside manner, they'll come over, and maybe they'll start by looking away. They're not even looking at you. They'll say, hey, so this medication, yeah, some people have side effects. Some people might experience some side effects. But what we do know is that this medication will definitely help alleviate your symptoms, right? It lands completely differently. So this is something that you want to try on this week. Whenever you want to communicate something, you want to give very specific instructions on what not to do and what to do, or you want to take people away from something and motivate them towards something else, right? Start with the negative. Start with the away thing first. Start with just, you know, minimizing those side effects. Start with telling them, okay, no last minute changes. Start with telling them, okay, these terms are not acceptable to us, right? Start with telling them, I gotta go now. And then you say the positive, you say the benefit, you say the thing that's going to motivate them. You tell them, I appreciate you listening. I know that we can get this done. We want to make this work, right? We have trust that this medication is going to help you. So I give you about four different examples to illustrate this very simple. It's a very subtle thing. I think this is almost like an advanced level communication tactic that I've been walking my clients through this week. And I hope you found this helpful. I hope you try it out and you test it for yourself. And if you want more tips, strategies like this, come on over to my website, jamieleecoach.com. I have hundreds of blog posts and other articles. And I hope you have a fabulous week. As an executive coach for women, I'm super passionate about helping smart women who hate office politics get promoted and better paid. I do this through my unique combination of, number one, self-directed neuroplasticity tools backed by science, number two, negotiation strategies proven to work for women by academic research, and number three, intersectional feminist lens that honors women's lived experiences. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching series and to book your free hour-long consultation with me, come on over to jamieleecoach.com/apply. It's jamieleecoach.com/apply. JAMIELEECOACH.com/apply. Talk soon.